And also, another thing at work in this play, opera, is that Violetta is very ill. She has tuberculosis.
She does, and I think that that is certainly a prime motivator in moving her towards love. I mean, at the end of the day, nobody wants to die alone. And so I think that to a certain extent, even in Act One, it's made very clear that she is very sick. You know, tuberculosis would have been a condition that would have been extremely recognizable to everyone at the time period. I mean, the doctors in Paris were completely overwhelmed, running from place to place, you know, caring for these different women. And, you know, the other interesting thing about it is that it's an extremely contagious disease. So realistically, all of the others would have probably contracted it as well. I mean, they're all going to die really soon, even though that's not necessarily what's depicted in the opera. But yes, the doctors were overwhelmed with the number of patients that they had to see. And so I don't think that there was any doubt in Violetta's mind that her end was very near. And as we see her make that move towards love in the second act, she feels renewed by not partying all the time, by not drinking champagne constantly, and she feels a new sense of life, just as Alfredo does. And I think that there's a sense when she goes back to Paris in Act Three that she is once again controlled by the Baron, who I think of as being a very abusive and controlling figure. I mean, he's certainly been embarrassed by the fact that she left him once and wants to control her. And when Alfredo shows up at the party, he says to her in no uncertain terms, "You may not even speak to him. Don't say a word to him." And that's said in a very threatening way. Ultimately, there's the fight that occurs in Act Three where Alfredo says, "Well, you've been paying for our life in the country together, and tonight I'm paying you back." And he throws money at Violetta in front of the entire room of people at Flora's party. And what's interesting there is that the entire room reacts in horror. They're absolutely mortified that Alfredo has made this kind of a scene in public, saying, you know, you should never, ever, under any circumstances, treat a woman this way. And Alfredo's father enters the room and says, "Where is my son? I don't recognize you as my son, because my son would never offend a woman like this."